The war which followed, the so-called First Punic War, lasted 24 years. It was fought out on the high seas, and in the beginning it seemed that the experienced Carthaginian navy would defeat the newly created Roman fleet. Following their ancient tactics, the Carthaginian ships would either ram the enemy vessels, or, by a bold attack from the side, they would break their oars and then kill the sailors of the helpless vessel with their arrows and with fireballs. But Roman engineers invented a new craft, which carried a boarding bridge across which the Roman infantrymen stormed the hostile ship. Then there was a sudden end to Carthaginian victories. At the Battle of Mylae, their fleet was badly defeated. Carthage was obliged to sue for peace, and Sicily became part of the Roman domains. 23 years later, new trouble arose. Rome, in quest of copper, had taken the island of Sardinia. Carthage, in quest of silver, thereupon occupied all of southern Spain. This made Carthage a direct neighbor of the Romans. The latter did not like this at all, and they ordered their troops to cross the Pyrenees and watch the Carthaginian army of occupation. The stage was set for the second outbreak between the two rivals. Once more, a Greek colony was the pretext for a war. The Carthaginians were besieging Saguntum on the east coast of Spain. The Saguntians appealed to Rome, and Rome, as usual, was willing to help.